This is Triple M Rock News with all that matters in rock this week.
Hi, I'm Rosie. Welcome to Rock News. My timeline's been flooded the last couple of days with big announcements, and let's start here first. Good Things Festival has been announced for this December for Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, featuring Bring Me the Horizon, which we just heard, Deftones, No FX, The Amity Affliction, among other international acts, with Australian bands Chasing Ghosts, Kiss Chasey, Regurgitator. Oh, I forgot Cosmic Psychos, because I'm so excited that for the first time in 19 years, one of my all-time favourites and cult heroes, Tism, are playing. Tickets go on sale June 23, and a week after the announcement from Taylor Hawkins' family and Foo Fighters, the first lineup for the Taylor Hawkins tribute concerts in London and LA has just been released. Foo Fighters will feature, as will Taylor's bandmate Chris Chaney and his covers project Chevy Metal, Roger Taylor and Brian May from Queen, Stuart Copeland from Police, Wolfgang Van Halen, Joshua Homme and Supergrass at both. But for London only, you've got Liam Gallagher, Chrissie Hynde from Pretenders and comedian Dave Chappelle. For LA only, Miley Cyrus, Joan Jett, Gene Simmons, Nikki Sixx, Chad Smith, and Taylor Hawkins' former bandmate Alanis Morissette. More acts are to be named. And I think it's my duty as the person who brings you this rock news every week to go over there and report back. So if you can put in a good word to my bosses at Triple M, I'd be very grateful. And also, I really just want to go because two-thirds of one of the greatest rock acts of all time will be playing who have never toured Australia, and they also lost their drummer in recent years, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson from Rush. Bit of Tom Sawyer.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Anyway, it's not everybody's taste, but I love them. So do the Foo Fighters. Everyone, though, has a soft spot for Ozzy Osbourne. Whether you grew up with Black Sabbath or the reality TV show Juggernaut, the Osbournes, his health battles have been well documented, especially after he had a quad bike accident recently. And the 73-year-old had to go into surgery on his neck, which wife Sharon described as a procedure which will determine the rest of his life. He has some shows slated for next year, so we'll see how that goes. But by all accounts, he's doing well and recovering at home. And no doubt, there's a lot of this around the house.
Sharon!
The Wiggles have had some kind of year, haven't they? A Hottest 100 win, an ARIA number one covers album, and this week alone has seen them on stage with the Kid Leroy, imitated by the Socceroos goalkeeper who saved a goal that means we're going to the World Cup later this year. And now this is the headline. Steve Carell auditions for the Wiggles. What? You know, Steve Carell is the actor known for his work in The Office, The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Little Miss Sunshine. The video is part of a promotion for the next Minions film, which he's a part of, and he dons a yellow skivvy, hoping to take over from Emma Wiggle, who recently retired.
Well, see, the thing is, when I heard the news about the yellow Wiggle leaving the group, I had to get in touch and audition for the role.
Steve, I think you would make an excellent yellow Wiggle.
Yeah, but the thing is... We already have a new yellow Wiggle, so hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, boy. This is all a little bit awkward. I have so much experience with the color yellow. Just ask the Minions. And I know every single Wiggles lyric. Toot, toot, chugga, chugga, big red car. You know, I know it. I know it. Ask me anything.
Oh, Steve Carell. I love him. And an odd one to finish on. Swedish House Mafia. Stick with me. It's okay. All good. They've teamed up with compatriot homewares brand IKEA to make a record player. I'm reading from a release here. It says, the Obeg Grandsad turntable is striking and very IKEA. A blocky black square with a platter, which is a turntable, carved into it. The front has two switches, on off and 3345. Begs the question, though, of course, do you have to assemble it yourself and how many Allen keys are required? Anyway, that's it. See you next week.
For the latest tour announcements, killer album releases, and a healthy hit of rock nostalgia, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app or on your smart speaker.